I'll speak a little bit about the union, the Yesod of Yaakov Esav. So there's a very Yesod Zdika of the Nezer, the Sefer Chumash Na'is HaDeshet. He brings there what the Shairish of Esav is, and it's a very relevant Yesod, which we'll show from a number of places. He says like this, first his Lashon, and then we'll touch up what it says here. Shairish Inyan Yaakov Esav. Esav is Miloshen Asiya. Ki Esav Loshen Asiya. Dover She'osui V'nigmar. Like a finished product. Right. Ki Hoya Machzik Atzmai. Because Esav held himself. She'ein Choser B'Shum Dover. He's the finished product. He's not lacking in anything. Rak Hu Sholem B'Chol Amidus. And he's Sholem in everything. And Me'idach Gisa. The other side, end of the spectrum. The Yaakov Haya Miloshan Ikvim, like the heels in the bottom, like from the bottom up to the other, climb. Vik Sham Shetomid Nechsarloi, Vitomid Mivakish Rachmim, Vitachnunim, Vifneakodish Borchu, Sheyazer Loi, and should help him, Vizke Lovdoi Belev of Shalom. The Esav, Machma Shehoya Bedaita, Shalom, Becholoin Yonim, because Esav held, I'm not Adam Asholim. Since he's the Adam HaSholem, right? So I know everything, right? So he only believed in what he understood. Because I'm perfection. I know everything. I'm the complete product. So I know everything. So Esav loy haya ma'amin bedover shesich loy enei maskim loy. Valkein omru chazal shebeis ptiras avrom avinu olav HaSholem. Omar Esav. Esav comes to Yaakov and says, what are you talking about? Even Avrom, afba Esav zokin poga midas adin? What, this supposed midas adin, if it exists, was pagay, even in Avram Avinu? Amar loyen. Yaakov says, yup. Amar loyim kein, loy mat al karcha, the whole thing is shtuyot. Loy mat nschar, loy tchias hamesim. Why? He just chucked the whole thing, it was kaifer biker. Why? Kivin shesich loy haya maskim leze, since in his seichel it didn't make sense to him, miyad kofar biker. Veze pirish mashikosav balaturim. And that's, he said, we're going to go through everything more in detail. Bezet Pirish, Mashikos of Balaturim. Balaturim says, Esav, Ayin, Sin, Vav, 376, right? Ayin, Sin, Vav. Esav, Begimatria, Sholem. Esav, Begimatria, Sholem. Sholem's Lashon Shleim is Pirish. Shehoya, Be'enov, Dover, Sholem, Belichisar. Okay, we'll touch that a little bit. So what's the Yesod? The Yesod was Esav. Was you start from what the Torah tells you about the physical birth of Esav, and from that reflects there's obviously more than that. It's not just a chance thing that he was born this hairy guy that looks like he's older, that whatever. It connotes something. It's coming to teach us something. Esav was Harei Noilad Kadera Seir. So it's partially it's not just a chance thing. It's coming to tell us the Etzem Metzius of Esav. That Mileido, it's already he was Kvar Nigmar. Like Rashi brings that it says Vayikra Shmoy Esav. Vayikru Shmoy Esav was Vayikru Loshen Rabim. Hakol Kari Loi came. Everyone called him that. They didn't have to like think, oh, what are we going to call him? Everyone, Hakol Kari Loi came. Lefisha Hoyo Nasev and Nigmar Besairoi Kiben Shonim Harbe. Because he looked like he was much older. Ve'enoi Tzarech Shum Tikun. Don't mean anything. He was finished. He was like. That's the Hepech HaGomor. Esav then is the Hepech HaGomor of what Klal Yisrael is supposed to be. Esav is the Hepech HaGomor of what Klal Yisrael is supposed to be. Klal Yisrael is supposed to be, you're not perfect. A person has chaserinus, a person has the Yetzirah. You're supposed to step by step build yourself up. Right? Build yourself up. Be misakin. A person will have averus, can do averus, and it is his fault. And you're not perfect, and you don't understand everything, and you have to build yourself up. And Esav is the Hepech HaGomor. The total opposite. The total opposite of what the tachlis of the Briyas Adam is. The person who in his mind is osui, is a finished product, such a person, he's not telling himself any chisorim. That's why Avram Avinu came. So he says, this is the taich, what he brings, when he comes and Avram Avinu died. Now even Esav in his perfection, right, understood that if I'm perfect, Avada Avram's perfect, right? So Avram is also perfection. It's Al Avin, B'kal V'chaymer. Bavrom was Pogam Midas Adin. Perfection, what even? We're perfection. It's not Shayach. If an Avram was Pogam Midas Adin, the whole thing is one big fairy tale. Hasbarachmanal, it's like. It's Kaifer in the whole thing. So he's going for the whole thing. That's because he comes with this osui, Esav attitude, that he's a fartek, that he's a finished product. That he's a finished product. The reality of it, just derech agav, Gemara and Erchin, daf yud zayin amid aleph, Toner Tanya, Rabbi Lezer HaGodol Oymer, Yil Molei Bo HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Vim Avram Yitzchak V'Yakov B'din, Ein Yechaylim Lamoid Mipnei HaToychacha. Gemara and Erchin says that if HaKadosh Baruch Hu were medaktek in the Midas HaDin, with the Ovis HaKadoshim, Ein Yechaylim Lamoid Mipnei HaToychacha. So, it's the Shayach, the Avada, there is a Musig of Midas HaDin, but in, from Esav's vantage point, from his point of view, perfection. Perfection is not shaykh. See in other places. You see, in Esav's whole hanhoga, how the thing plays itself out. Pasuk tells us, per chotches, pasuk chestes, vayar Esav, ki ro is b'nais k'nan, b'ene Yitzchak Oviv. He saw that the b'nais k'nan, Yitzchak is not impressed with the Benais Knan, Vayelech Esav el Yishmol, Vayikach Zmochlas Bas Yishmol, Ben Avrom, Achais Nevoyes, Al Noshav Leisha. Zok Rashi, so you think, okay, yeah, he's trying to do something good. You know, I'm going to do the right thing. Rashi says, no. Haisif Rishal Rishosai. He was Moisif Rishal Rishosai. He added to his wishes. Shalit, why? Because if you were doing it because you made a mistake, and you realize that this was the wrong way, you're learning from Yitzchok, not from the fact that he wants that. If you're learning that, then you realize it's the wrong thing to do. So you'll divorce, you'll get rid of, you'll chuck the B'nai Sknan, and you'll go marry Lizishmo. Right? But by him, it's like Girish HaSarishayis. He didn't divorce them. I'm perfection. In my cheshbon, it's something I can do. Ain't nobody going to tell me otherwise. I know what I'm talking about. I am perfection. And it is. Right? So then, what was the whole, what's the whole episode with Mochlas? Why does he go marry Bnei Yishmol? So the Archaim HaKadosh says here, there's a quote, V'ulay seichel hargashosoy loy hoysa, shekol hargashosoy loy hoysa, the entire motive, what the thing that drove Yitzchak to do this, shema yispaku birchoysov l'tzad abonim asher yiloy mibnei sknan, that maybe Yitzchak, since Yitzchak holds like that, right, my kids won't get Yitzchak's bracha. Right, they're not going to lose something out of it, the bracha. So I have to have my investment, I have to have kids who are roy to get the bracha, who in his mind will get the bracha. So he had to go marry. So he married Bnei Yishmol. Right? Bnei Yishmol, but he kept the Bnei Yishmol because Batsim, there's nothing wrong with it. Just he happens to have this hang up that he wants, that he wants Bnei those, and maybe his bracha will only go there, and I want to get the bracha, so then I got to do it this way. Right. So in other words, the whole thing, the whole fakir that he could do it and not divorce it, is Hoysif Rishal Rishosa. It's a total disregard for what Be'etzim, for what was meant to be, to understand what is right and what is wrong. What is right and what is wrong means nothing. I know everything. What is right and what is wrong means nothing. He just did it for that. That's what he says. Lokach M'dei Sishmol K'dei She'iskaimu Abrochus B'emtzos Abonim She'iulah. Right. That he saw that Rose B'nei Sknan B'ena Yitzchok to think Chas V'Shalom. Maybe I did something wrong. No, that's not it. You're not wrong. I can't. I'm infallible. I can't do anything wrong. Right? Yitzchak has his hang-ups. He has this thing. He wants it. Okay, good. Listen, I got to know, you know, where's the beef? Where am I going to get the cash? The cash is going to come from the brachas. You know, you get the brachas. I got to hedge my investment. Hedge my investment. And put something over there. I should be ready for the brachas. Look, that's Esav. That's all coming from this sholem. So this Esav is sholem. Esav is a sholem. Now, that he brings the gematria of sholem. So it's an interesting thing, this Shalom. Turim says that Gematria of Esav is Shalom, so that means something, right? Gematria is not some cutesy little thing. It's just a coincidence. Well, what's the... He says that already in the afternoon days. That's why I'm touching it up. Shalom is Shmoy Shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I don't even say Shalom is Esav. Shalom is Shmoy Shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Hashem Yevarech is Amay B'Shalom. Leimotza HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Kli Machzik Brocha. Ela Shalom. Then the Vuktzin, Moshe Shalom is Esav. The Teretz is, you have to understand what the Shoyrish is. This is the Shoyrish of the Shleimus of Esav. There's a Shalom of Kedusha and there's a Shalom of Tumah. There's a Shleimus of the Koyach of Kedusha and a Shleimus of Tumah. Real Shleimus is that the Shleimus is a harmonious functioning of the Pnimius of the person and the Chitzonius of the person. That the inside is Shalom and the outside and the Chitzonius is Shalom. That's Shalom. That's the Kli Machzik Brocha is where everything, the neshama, is doing the avodas Hashem, is ruchni and mizdabek in the Eivishter, and the guf is mishdabek to the neshama and is also mishdabek to the Rabbi Nishalelem and Nisala. So it's all one harmonious thing. That's shalom. That's the real shleimus. It's shleimus. All of the bria, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's bria, is a bria of shleimus. Is a bria of shleimus. But shalom is what where bracha comes. Shalom, any pieces are temporary. The thing that's infinite, that has a kayach, is something that shalom. Shleimus has a kiyum. Look, the Eibishter, shalom, this is shalom. That shalom is shmoy shalom HaKadosh Baruch Hu, lemak li makzik bracha, like shalom. That shalom of kedusha. What's Shalom of Tuma? Shalom of Tuma is what I would call an achizas einayim. It's an apparition. It looks like Shalom. It's a false Shalom. It's a Shalom hamedumah. You look at it, he looks Shalom. You look at Esav. Esav looks like an adult. Yeah. Hey, you would expect an adult, at least the way the Torah wants an adult to be. An adult's mind and the pnimius are also the pnimius of an adult functioning in a ruchnizdik fashion. That doesn't exist by Esav. Esav is if physically, I'm in a thing, so I am, and it's meduma, it's okay, and that's the danger of it. That's the biggest danger of it, because there's a Hashem Yishmuel brings from the Avnei Nezer in Parshas Miketz Tov Reish Ayin Tes. He just touches up Koichei Shel Esav, which is the oimek of what we're saying. She Koichei Shel Esav who kol kach God. Esav is a tremendous hashpoah. Right, Esav is a marasayin of a shalem. So you say, look, he's shalem and he's doing, so that what he's doing is okay. So you can learn from Esav. And yeah, it's a road, it's a path to take. You see, Esav is a shalem, Esav is shalemus. And that's the Yetzer Hara, that's the Nisoyan, that's what a person's made to be, the Bechira, to see through that and see that it's nothing more than a facade of shalemus, that it's not a real shalemus. But the Sakone is, since to the naked eye, it appears as a shalem, so it's very misleading, and that's the Makom Litais. He writes, "B'shem Davni Nezer, shekoyche shel Esav hu kol kach godoil. Why is the koyach to metama? Why is the koyach of Esav so big? Mipnei shekoyach to Mosai hu behelem, because the koyach to Mosai is behelem. V'nim shel chazir shesimen atuma sheloi bifnim. The chazir, if he has the external simbanim, it looks like kosher, but it's not maligay. It's bifnim. That's Esav." Esav is rotten to the core bifnim. Any toyevas that you could be done, chalk them up to Esav bifnim. The outside, yeah, harav rebesov, hagoyen atzadik rebesov. And the outside, do you have to meiser salt? Do you have to not meiser salt? That's hagoyen atzadik rebesov. In the inside, he's as mekogel as can be. But he did such a good job of fooling. The danger of his fooling other people. He did first when he fooled himself. It was himself that he lived like, yeah, I'm perfect. I'm that. That's the shalom. It appears to be shalom. That's a shalom of tuma. So there's a shalom of kedusha and a shalom of tuma. If you learn through tilim, if you look through tilim, David HaMelech is the total antithesis of that. David HaMelech is constantly like saying, well, "What am I? I have no kayach. I have this. I have that." It's the exact opposite. It's the exact opposite. That's what's supposed to be. And Esav is totally Esav nirek and muslim. And Esav, because he's nirek and muslim, not only does it cause his hanhogas like we showed, but that poses the greater sakana for us as well. This shalom is that our idea of shleimus is not something. Our idea of shleimus is not something that you're born with, or you can just say I have it. It's something that your whole life you have to strive towards and aspire to attain this mile of shleimus. There's a gemara in Moed Katan, and in the Moed Katan. I mean, my cotton daf choftes, brachos daf samach dalit. So this is it's a portion of the teich in that Gemara, I think. The Gemara says, Haniftar min achai, yaymer leilech l'sholim. Haniftar min ames, yaymer leilech b'sholim. And it brings raya shaharei, they said to somebody, to achai leilech b'sholim, it didn't end well, and whatever, all these things. But that's the you say is, Haniftar min achai, you say leilech l'sholim, Haniftar min ames, you say leilech b'sholim. The Taich is a person is put here to do one thing, to aspire towards Shleimus. Lishalim means go towards Shalom. There's Shalom at a distance, and I'm going towards that goal. Leich Lishalim. Leich Lishalim. That's a person in life, you have to realize you're not perfect. A person has Chesroinus. A person has to be mashal himself. And you don't have to be down because of that, because kila kach mitzarta. Ain't tzaddik baratz ashayasa atayv leyachta. A person has his ups and downs. Ups and downs, some call it oyer and chayshech, his times of oyer, times of chayshech, whatever it is, a person has that. But the goal, the road on which you embark, and the road and the path that your whole life is meant to be, is towards leich lishalom, go to shalom. That's what you tell a chai. Leich lishalom, continue your trip, your journey to attain shalom. What does leich bishalom mean? Doesn't mean go to, go with. Go with means you already attained shalom. You are ready, you and shalom are ready. You got to the destination. You're going with the shalom already. A person, the sakana is, a person who in his lifetime lives with a matzav of leich bishalom, that you already attained it and you're going with it, that's a bechina of esav. That's a bechina of esav. Because you're not. A person has to get to a madrega shleimus. Who among anybody can say that they became shalom? You're going towards shleimus. Leich bishalom means you attained it, you never attained it. You have to be torn. When is it the appropriate thing? So by a chai, the appropriate thing is leich lishalom and not leich bishalom. By a meis, the appropriate thing is leich bishalom and not leich lishalom. He's no more a hailech. He's not going anymore. He's not going to get to what he got to. This is what he did in his lifetime. In his mei of Asherim, this is what he did. Right? It's only the fervent hope and prayer that the guy is leich bishalom, that halavai, you should have attained your shleimus, and where you are now, you are able to go with your shleimus. So to a nifter is leich bishalom, and to a chai is leich lishalom. The same idea. Shalom is something you have to aspire to and set your life's goals, that's where you're going every step of the way. Every step of the way. Leich bishalom is esof. Leich bishalom is, I'm a shalom already. I'm a shalom already. Once I'm a shalom already, you don't listen to anybody. You can do no wrong. And then there's no hope. There's a Megala Amukas on the Pasuk Vayihi Ach Yotze after the Brachas here, Chav Zayin Lamed. He says a very interesting Taich, which has the Taich Lefiza. Esav is from Nasin, right? So it's very interesting. And Yaakov is Echezes Ba'akev, he's coming hanging on from the end, like from the thing, right? He says, so it should have been, he brings this from Arizal, I think. I don't know who he brings it from, but you can't say this yourself, these things. What do you call it? Esau's real name should have been Osui. He's finished, right? And Yaakov's real name should have been Okev. Yeah? Yaakov, part of his grabbing from Esau, Yaakov chopped away the Yud from Esau. It became Yaakov, and Esau became from Osui Osu. So Magala Mukas, it's got to be, these things are coming from things that are above our pay grade. But that's what he says. The taich of it, though, what is relevant to us from such a thing is that this, I saw someone Taka says, and it's very nageya here. He says, Yaakov knew the tremendous sakana of Osui, of there being in the world a michshal of someone who's Osui, who's finished. Yaakov attempted in a small way to be megareya, the kayach of the Osui, to be megareya, to take off a shtickle of that kayach, right? To take off a shtickle of that kayach so that it should be withstandable, to be able to be oimed in that nisayon. But this is the same yisod that Esav is Osui. Esav is the biggest sakana is you think you're there, right? You think you're there. Then you don't listen to anybody, and anything that happens, anything you see, the Eibishter gives us in life, through the good and through the bad, there's a lot of signposts, and there's a lot of indications from the Rabbeinu Shalom. There's a lot of indications from the Rabbeinu Shalom. Where you're holding, when there's something that has to be done. Lav dafka, what's it? You have to be done. You have to make your own nefesh. Leave your day, amaras nafsha. But the Eibishter gives messages, you know, gives signposts. There's things, you know what to do. But you have to be able to see them. You can only see them if you know that you can do wrong and you need to be fixed. And you need to strive towards shleimus. Esav is mufka from that. Esav could be confronted with the brachas leitoid most nothing. Mises Avram Avinu, nothing. It doesn't make sense to me. It doesn't have. I am finished. Then you're immune. You blind yourself to all the signposts. So then you can't get anywhere. That's the sakana of Esav. That's the osui. That's the what we have to refrain from. eventually this Esav will come around and it will become bottle and it will be Ro Kolami Oretz Kishem Hashem Nikra Alecha. I might have mentioned this once, I think I did, that I heard from Avotner Zecharno Levracha once in Rosh Chodesh Davin, appropriate to today, in Rosh Chodesh Musaf, we said, Rosh Chodeshim La'amcha Nosato Zman Kaporo L'chol Taldaisam V'yoysa Makrivim L'fanecha Zivchei Rotzen, let's say that Shlomim or Oilo, whatever, U'si'irei Chatos. And the Sa'ir and Machatas. It's a Sa'ir Lachatas. Okay, good. So Sa'ir is Chatas. Then it goes on. It was possible with Sa'ir and Chatas Lachaper Ba'adu. Then it goes on. Mizbe'a Chodesh, I'll see you in Tokyo. I think. Okay, Va'ilas Rosh Chodesh Nala Olav. And it says, V'sire Izim Nasa Birotze. It changed. Before it was Sa'ir and Chatas. Before it was Zivchei Rotzein and Sa'ir and Chatas. Right? And now it's Sireizim Nasal Rotzen. That's before it was Sireim Chatos, and now it's Sireizim Nasal Rotzen. That's Losek Lova. Dr. Hutner, Chazal, tell us, why do we bring a Soyer? Why is a Soyer for Chatos? Because Dama Soyer is Daima to Dama Adam. It's a Dimian. It's a Rav Hutner's, and that you bring that to be Machaper for a Chet, because that's the Shoyrish of a Chet. The Shoyrish that you can be Chet, if a person realizes that as an Adam, the Eibishter put you here, and you have a Tachlis, you're not going to be Chayte. The Shoyrish of Chet, and that's the Koyach of Esav, comes in when you think you can be a person without the Ruchnis Dekaliyah. Where do you see that from? From the Esav. The Esav, the Marasayan of Esav. His Nusach is, Esav is Mernisht Ve'an Achizas Einayim from Adam. Esav is not more than Achizas Einayim, than other, like, you know, apparition. It looks like it. It's a false thing of that. That's the false shleimus of Esav. The false shleimus of Esav. You bring the Damas Sawyer to indicate the Damas Sawyer is not Adam, but it's Daima, right? Why? How did we come to be Chayte? Because we fell prey to this Sawyer, this Esav, who's Daima to Adam on the outside, but Lamaisa he has that Chisorim. That's why we bring the Chatas. That's all. Now, Losit Lovei, V'Alam Mashiach Haratzir, Lishmoy Tesareisav, and then Hashem Hashem LeMelech Al Kol Haaretz, Hashem Echad Lishmoy Echad, even over Esav. So then, even Esav will see. Then everything will come around. So then, it will nizgala that it wasn't anything the way it was then, and that the real thing is only the Rabbi Nishalalim and only this. Then there won't be that Michshel anymore. So then the Seirim, you won't need the Damai Daimel Adama Adam, then it'll be Sarah Lechatas. At that point, it'll already be Seirah Yizim Nasa Barotzen. At that point, it'll be that you read the Seirim and Nasa Barotzen. Kitzer, we come out from this whole thing that Esav's, this whole Esav. Because Hagoyin, the appearance of a Hagoyin Atzadik Esav is a very dangerous thing. I mean, you look out in the world today, the whole Goyish of health, like, it looks like, yeah, people are living a good life and living a living. It's okay, good, you know, that's fine. They're shalom. This is it. It's all there. It's cool. It's rotten to the core of the inside. But you don't see that. You don't pray to that. If you see that, you'd run away from it like from a fire. So it's a tremendous danger. How is one Aymed in that? So it's a very poshita thing over here. Having this week's parish again, Akel Kel Yaakov, Vayadayim Yidei Esav. So Chazal Darshan, Bizman Sha Akel Kel Yaakov, Ein Hayadayim Yidei Esav. So Chazal Darshan, even though, but the Pashta Dekro, you have to understand, the Pashta Dekro, the Pasuk would be that Akel Kel Yaakov, Vayadayim Yidei Esav. There are two things in the world. They're not one is mutually exclusive. Right, there exists in the world this Hakol Kol Yaakov. There exists in the world a Kol of Yaakov, and there exists in the world a Yedei of Esav. Right, Chazal take it and say no. When one's there, the other one's not there. Bizman Shakol Kol Yaakov ain't Ayadayim Yedei Esav. When is Ayadayim Yedei Esav? Only Bizman Shain Hakol Kol Yaakov. Right. So the question: where did Chazal see that in the pasuk Tadarsh? Where did Chazal see that in the pasuk Tadarsh? Says, yeah, that Kol Kol Yaakov Ayadayim Yedei Esav. If you didn't know the Chazal, you wouldn't have touched it like that. If it's this, not that. They're both true. They both exist. So they bring from the Goyen. I'm bring from the Goyen that in Medayakit, if you look in the Chumash, HaKol Kol Yaakov, the first Kol is written Chaser, without a Vav. The Kriya of both is HaKol Kol Yaakov. The Ksiv of the first Kol is without a Vav. Without a Vav, so the Kol is HaKal. It became less. Right? Hakal Kael Yaakov. When that's how Erech, that was the Goyen says was the remez. The Goyen, where the remez was Hakal Kael Yaakov. When the Kael Yaakov becomes weakened and less and lighter, that enables the Yadayim Yidei Esav. But when the Kael Yaakov and it's full and there's no hakala, there's no leniency and no laxity in the Kael Yaakov, so then there's no mukum at all for the Yadayim Yidei Esav. So Be'etzim Chazal of this Joshua gave us, how does one, what can one do to fortify himself, to prevent himself from falling prey to this shalom, this achizas einayim of a person, the shleimus of tuma of Esav HaRasha. How does one do that? So the simplest way is there shouldn't be hakal kol Yaakov. Hakal kol Yaakov. We have to know, for us, it's tremendous sakana, and as time goes on, the sakana of the Yadayim, of the Yadayim Yidei Esav, is greater and greater. The antidote, the refuah for that, the refuah before the makkah for that is, you have to be mischazik in the hakel kol Yaakov. A person takes tefillah seriously. A person takes learning seriously, meaning you learn, you use every time when you're supposed to be learning to learn. You don't come late. I don't mean it. I'm not saying, yeah, I'm just think for yourselves. Your person has to be mischazik in Torah and mischazik in tefillah. If it's hakel kol Yaakov, that's the sure way. That's the only sure way to protect yourself, that there shouldn't be the Yadayim Yidei Esav, that you shouldn't have this tremendous mikshel of the Shalom of Tuma. Ciao.